This morning's essay originally aired in 2015. Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I was sitting atop the trusty Husky, that's our lawnmower, the other day, with only my thoughts to keep me company, traveling back and forth over the small area that I mow, headed mostly somewhere on my mission, but partly nowhere, just because I like the repetition. When the notion occurred to me that a life should be lived in chapters. That is to say, it is somehow energizing and comforting at the same time to come to the end of a section, take a breath or a month, and decide what you want to do with the next section. It's just like reading an excellent book. Somewhere, a long time ago, some smart writer decided to break his story into sections, and the world has been seeing stories in that fashion ever since. Even in a great book, and certainly in a great life, the task of reading it or living it requires the occasional stop, like a rest in music, to soak up what you just took in and prepare yourself for what's yet to come. It just makes sense. At least for me it does. A few years ago, I started a new chapter in my own life. I didn't know it would happen. I didn't ask it to happen this way, and hardly knew it was happening until I was in the middle of it. Now that I look back, the critical thing is that Mary and I made the space in our lives so that a new chapter could happen. We left where we had been for many years, looked high and low for a new place to be, spent 4 years in that process, gave a dozen other locations a chance, and ended up here. Here in the splendid Driftless, here in a life with the gorgeous inhabitants of that Driftless. We decided to farm. That is, Mary, who is of the earth and for the earth, decided to farm. And I, who am from towers and taxicabs, followed her. Some of the smartest things that I've done in my life were done to follow Mary. Safe in the knowledge that a path that Mary cuts is a path worth taking. So we came here, found the land that is Ellabella Farm, scraped together what we had and some that we didn't have, and got this piece of heaven. Come and see it sometime. I want each of you to see it. It's lovely. Even in this land of splendid places, Ellabella is lovely. And so we did farm and had a remarkably good beginning, as beginnings go. We got known for lettuce and nasturtiums and onions and smiles. I was in charge of smiling. That was the easy part because you folks were smiling. There's no doubt about it. Smiling is way easier if the object of your affection is smiling back. We could see you beaming at us all the way at the other end of the market. And thanks for looking our way. It didn't stop there. Praise life almighty, it didn't stop there. I have always written, usually for myself or for the company where I worked, and then I got to the Driftless and started writing about the life in this place. Interesting thing about life here, it has its own vitality, its own signature, and its own funny bone. So it occurred to me that I could entertain myself and maybe a few of you by talking about local things. Things like love, and hopes, and history, and neighbors. You know, local things. And that's what I mean about a life lived in chapters. That's what I mean about the next thing, the next task, the next love. It just makes sense to pause and reflect, and then act. It's so much better than rushing, don't you think? It's so much better than finishing a paragraph or a song or a thought or a phone call or a post and jumping right to the next thing just to keep yourself thrilled. Don't get me wrong, thrills rule. That's one of the reasons we're on the planet. But put a space in front of the thrill if you want the real deal, the full rush. I'm glad we took our time. I'm glad we stopped for a while after the previous chapter. I'm glad we imagined the next chapter, and I'm glad we put what each of us loves the most, the land and the words, into that next chapter, the next chapter, here with you.